Lord, you have given into our hands the very tools of heaven, gifts from you to fight against the enemy of our souls. Please grant us the wisdom, courage, and perseverance to fight against the forces that would strip us of our faith, hope, love, and our very souls if it were possible. Thank you for teaching us to wield these weapons, and always for the angels who so faithfully fight for us and beside us. Amen. We were on the first decade of the Luminous Mysteries when I strongly felt Holy Spirit's presence. An intense warmth spread through my body from head to toe. I knew that gifts were being imparted. Irina also felt warm as well. I asked Blessed Mother what was happening and if gifts were being released, and she began speaking. Yes, daughter, you are feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit, and each of you will very shortly need these additional gifts. What is being released, Mother? Fortitude and counsel, not only to give godly counsel and wisdom, but to receive it. I was thinking about the Marine in Korea who prayed the following St. Michael prayer every day and experienced an incredible miracle. Michael, Michael of the morning, fresh cord of heaven adorning, keep me safe today, and in time of temptation, drive the devil away. Amen. Blessed Mother continued, you all should add this to your morning prayers. It is protective and powerful. Some of you are not putting on the full armor of God after waking. It is imperative that you do this upon rising in the morning. My children, do not rush through the equipping of your heavenly armor. Visualize my son handing you your helmet of salvation, covered in his blood. Thoroughly repent of your sins and ask for your hearts to be cleansed of all sin, iniquity, and unrighteousness. Ask Holy Spirit to purge you of anything unclean before strapping on the breast and back plates of righteousness. Then put on your ever-widening belt of truth and shoes of peace. Take from my son's hand your shield of faith and raise up the sword of the Spirit, and ask that these be used with his power, his strength, and his authority, never allowing pride to gain a foothold. Ask to be covered with the cloak of humility and its hood, fused with the cloak of faith, fully covering and protecting you and all your armor, and pray that this cloak never be removed from around you. When you can see each piece of armor being put on more clearly and can visualize what the pieces look like, your equipment covering becomes more effective, especially if you allow my son to assist you. Holy Spirit will guide you on the additional armor that you need to complete your covering. That is why you, child, have been given the sleeves of patience, the collar of obedience, and the leggings of charity and compassion. My children, practice using your swords. These heavenly weapons have been given to you for a reason. The more you wield these swords, the more they become a part of you, and soon it will become second nature to use these weapons for spiritual warfare. And that was the end of Our Lady's message. After you pray the binding prayer daily, or in an urgent situation, take up your shield of faith and draw all three swords, truth, spirit, and routing swords, with your right hand, and raise them up, saying, ignite with holy fire and heaven's light in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. I encase these swords with the precious blood of Jesus and ask that these swords be infused with all the power that heaven will grant them. I ask that these swords be self-replicating and to be sent out everywhere within the angelic glow of protection Jesus has allowed us. I ask that no backup, reinforcement, or retaliation be sent against these swords, and ask that these swords be crossed to create healing swords. I ask that these swords be put point to point to create bows for arrows and missiles, guided by Holy Spirit, distributed by the holy angels. I ask that these swords be fused together to create chargers and dragon slayer swords to be used when and where needed and to hit their intended target. Then encircle the swords around you and your loved ones, Suspend the swords at doors, windows, skylights, and to the north, south, east, west, above and below, around your property and vehicles, and send the swords out while praying in tongues. You can also ask your guardian angel and the archangels to assist you with the swords. Holy Spirit is a kind and wonderful teacher. No matter how intimidating a demon may appear to you, never is there a need to be afraid. Fear is one of the strongest elements the demons literally feed on. Anything negative produces the food they feed on, such as anger, irritation, intimidation, doubt, and anxiety. May the Lord bless you and lead you, and may you follow carefully in His steps as He trains us to fight against the evil in this world.